At 95, Queen Elizabeth II is already the longest-serving monarch in British history. The Platinum Jubilee marks the sudden death of her father, King George VI, in 1952 when she acceded to the throne. She's reigned for 70 years.
In a ceremony dating from the time of Richard II,
celebrations will be in the summer, like previous anniversaries. The Silver Jubilee in 1977, 25 years on the throne, gold marking 50 years in 2002, and the Diamond, her 60th in 2012. Queen Elizabeth approaches this jubilee without her husband of 73 years, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh. He died last April. She once described him as her strength and stay. The Queen cut a solitary figure in grief. There are other strains on her. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan breaking away from the royal family and moving to the United States. Among attacks they've made on the royal family is a racist allegation against one of them who isn't named. And the Queen has stripped her second son, Prince Andrew, of military titles. He faces a sexual abuse lawsuit in the United States, which he's contesting.
There have been serious problems. On the other hand, it's worth remembering, this is a unique commemoration, and celebrating it over 4 days will, I think, be a matter for enormous rejoicing for the British public.
Britain's unrivalled pomp and ceremony will be on show in June, trying to lift a post-pandemic national mood. The Queen has chosen her birthday tradition of Trooping the Colour to begin celebrations. And Trooping the Colour here in the Mall will mark the start of a 4-day public holiday, including street parties, initiatives such as a mass planting of trees all over the country. Then 1,500 beacons will be ablaze all over the UK and in Commonwealth capitals overseas. A party in the palace will follow, which will include a concert, and then the Platinum Pageant, a massive event here in the capital. It's hard to find anyone with a bad word for the Queen.
I couldn't praise her enough. What a great lady.
She's cool. I like her.
She's such a character of resilience, strength and inspiration.
The last bastion when it comes to what monarchy used to represent in this country.
There's never been a Platinum Jubilee in the UK. With a backdrop, though, of controversy and scandal, it does beg the question, without the Queen, would there be such support for the monarchy in the UK? Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.